It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. More protests are planned in Denver today in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police. Last night, what started as a peaceful rally and march turned chaotic with demonstrators throwing water bottles at police officers and police in riot gear breaking up those crowds. On the street before the confrontation, marcher Aubrey Rose said he was pleased to see so many people participating.
I should just say good Americans are out here. You feel me? They see the injustice being done, and they came out here to speak as good Americans and support.
Denver's mayor says he is outraged at George Floyd's death, but called on demonstrators not to turn on Denver's own police department. The Colorado House will not meet today or tomorrow because of the likelihood of continued protests around the state capitol. Representative Alex Garnett, the House majority leader, said Denver is hurting after Thursday's protests and that the pause in legislative work would allow space for further demonstrations. The decision will delay passage of the state budget, which the House had planned to vote on tomorrow. The state legislature just reconvened this past Tuesday after a weeks-long break because of the coronavirus pandemic. A group trying to ban abortions in Colorado after 22 weeks is turning in more signatures today to try to put the question on the November ballot. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The organization Due Date Too Late failed to make the ballot, but the state allows more time to collect valid signatures. Organizers said they reached their goal to collect at least 30,000 signatures. The Colorado Secretary of State will then review them to see how many are valid. A number of other organizations are still in the process of signature gathering. It takes roughly 124,000 signatures, and the deadline is August 3rd. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Families who rely on SNAP benefits will now be able to purchase groceries online in Colorado. That change is effective today. Amazon and Walmart will both accept EBT cards for online purchases. The benefits don't cover delivery fees and tips. The USDA Food and Nutrition Service allows the online purchasing through a federal waiver. This was originally a pilot program, but the USDA expanded it because of the pandemic. Colorado weather has the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon over Metro Denver and in Colorado Springs. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.